Good morning, everyone. Today is the 5th of December, 2021. Hope you're all having a good weekend. It is good for me that I've been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. Psalm 119, 71. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. We suffer with him that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Hebrews 5:8. He knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. My foot hath held his steps. His way have I kept and not denied, declined. Romans 8:17 and 18. Thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what is in thine heart, whether thou would keep his commandments or no. Thou shalt also consider in thy heart that as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee. Therefore thou shalt keep the commandments of God, to walk in his ways and to fear him. Deuteronomy 8:2, 5, and 6. By strength shall no man prevail. Then said David to the Philistines, Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. And David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone and slung it. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone. 1 Samuel 2:9. There is no king saved by the multitude of a host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, both riches and honor. Come of thee, and thou reignest over all, and in thine hand is power and might, and in thine hand is to make great and to give strength unto all. I glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities and reproaches and necessities and persecutions and distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. Well, we cannot do anything in our own strength other than fail and falter. Our only hope is in Christ Jesus. How many times have we failed Christ? How many times have we succumbed to sin? God is always forgiving if we confess our sins. He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins. How many times have we resolved not to ever do a particular sin again, and then we find ourselves back in it? Holy Spirit convicts us of our sins, cause us to be sorrowful over our sin, but we cannot rely upon our own strength. Our own strength has to rest in God alone, Christ. So let us never forget that. Let us remember that our hope is only in Christ and nothing else. There's nothing good in the flesh, in the creature. So I want to just encourage everyone this morning to realize that if you have faltered or failed, like I have many times, underneath us are the everlasting arms of God. God bless.